John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. Gregory Copley, my colleague, editor and publisher at Defense and Foreign Affairs, we're examining after Kabul, after Afghanistan, the region, the great game, several hundred years worth of maneuvering by the capitals. We've looked at Beijing. We've looked at Moscow, Delhi, India. Gregory, we just have a moment to introduce this rich topic. Is Delhi a winner here?
Delhi is probably an equal winner with Moscow in this new great game, because it now is finding its opening to getting up into Central Asia unencumbered. But it must do a lot of things to make that really happen. It needs to get a land bridge over to Afghanistan so that it can literally trade reliably through Afghanistan with Uzbekistan and the other Central Asian states. It is preparing to do this. I think we will see India embark on another war against, ostensibly against Pakistan, within a year. That will be, could be in the next spring. They'll attack across from northern Jammu and Kashmir, right up near the Himalayas, across to Azad Kashmir, Pakistani-occupied Kashmir, and then to Afghanistan's Wakhan Corridor. Now, this would give, firstly, India a land bridge to Central Asia. Secondly, most importantly, it would stop the PRC's land bridge, which currently goes down through Azad Kashmir to the Indian Ocean. So this would expand India for the first time into being a heartland power, not just a maritime power at the edge of the continent. It would become a heartland power, and it would stop China accessing the Indian Ocean overland via Pakistan.
And India at this point, looking at the radicalization of Afghanistan, it's aware that Pakistan accuses India of running Afghanistan's government these many years. Are the radicals of Afghanistan a threat to Delhi?
Well, yes, they are, because it's like the Irish nationalists in the run up to Irish independence in the 1920s. These are people who you set loose to achieve an objective, which in that case, the Irish case, getting rid of the British. But then, what happens when you achieve your victory? You have to then get rid of the radicals, and the big problem for everybody who supported the Taliban particularly, and that includes Beijing as well as Delhi, is that they now have to find a way to calm the situation down so that they can achieve meaningful penetration of Afghanistan and Central Asia.
India is a representative in the great game for London. Is London informed of India's options here? Does London participate in these councils to look at the future for Central Asia?
I don't believe they are talking with India about this, but they would be foolish if they were ignoring it. And we did see the British pay great attention post-Brexit to India as a major ally of the United Kingdom. And we saw the Queen Elizabeth, HMS Queen Elizabeth aircraft carrier battle group exercising with the Indian Navy just in the past couple of months. So there's a great move between Delhi and London to cooperate. And bear in mind that their GDPs are now almost identical. So we've got, if you like, the old Empire of India literally on an equal financial footing with the United Kingdom. Now, the UK has some other tricks up its sleeve, but the reality is that India doesn't feel that it is a junior partner in any relationship anymore.
And the final thing, with 30 seconds, the Quad, the U.S., Japan, Australia, and India. Does India need the U.S. to pull this off, Gregory? 30 seconds.
It does not need the U.S. to pull it off. It would rather be friends with the United States and has a good military supply relationship with the United States. But really, it can do a lot by itself, and a lot more it will do by itself now that the U.S. is weakened. But it still would like the Quad to work very much as it was planned. But it's prepared to work alone and, if necessary, just with Japan. So it's a changed situation.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher, Defense and Foreign Affairs, after Kabul. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.